Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
Ikey Solomon, anyone that can read is expected to have read Charles Dickens' book, Oliver Twist, where he based his character Fagin on a guy named Isaac Solomon. Isaac Solomon was a notorious London he organised burglaries, did the fencing, had all these young people running around looking after him. Was a very wealthy guy, Jewish descent, had five or six children, and his wife was in it up to her eyebrows as well. Ikey was arrested and on several occasions, but always managed to grease someone's palm to get out. He eventually got caught up and was sentenced to a period of jail in London. He managed to grease some more palms and managed to escape and shot across to America. In the interim, the red face authorities that had allowed him to escape swooped on his wife and found a couple of watches and stuff. She was committed and charged and sentenced and transported to Van Diemen's Land. When she arrives in Hobart, she sees on the wharf a constable who'd been in employ of Ikey back in London. So she fastened to him and said, "You look after me and I won't tell them about you." So he immediately managed to get Ikey's wife as his servant. And she had two daughters with her. And there were two daughters and a son, and two other sons were to come out independently. So that's the start of her caper. Now, Ikey in America at this time is getting the Times and getting all this information. So he decides he's going to shoot across to Van Diemen's Land and meet up with his beloved wife. So Ikey duly arrives into Hobart. He's recognised by all the skullduggery types around the city, but Governor Arthur had nothing specifically to pin him on. So he sends back to England to see what he could have him charged with. As we know, that sort of took 12 months over and back. In the interim, he's bought a couple of properties in Elizabeth Street and so on, so got a couple of hotels he's taken over mortgages of, etc., etc. Eventually, the thing comes back from England. He's to be arrested because of the escape and whatever. He's arrested, sent back to England, tried and sent back to Van Diemen's Land as a convict. He then went to Port Arthur as a constable-type javelin man, warder. He then went to Richmond and did the same thing, but it got into strife, abused someone or whatever. He was committed to move out of Hobart 20 miles. So he'd been to New Norfolk, thought New Norfolk was good, so he moves to New Norfolk. He gets a house on the corner of High Street, Burnett Street, isn't it? Burnett Street, yeah, on the corner of Burnett and Centre. And Britt gets his family there, but then he finds out that while he was in the slammer, his wife had been having an affair with this constable bloke that she was originally with. So there's the big punch-up. The wife goes back to Hobart and Ikey's here at New Norfolk. I mentioned earlier about the three women that were murdered, and Ikey was grabbed for that because he just happened to be on the walking past, but had nothing to do with that. But a couple of the things that came out of it, he was obviously a very astute businessman and operated, and very wealthy. But the other thing that intrigued me, the reference to him in Dickens's book, and also in other portrayals of him as a scruffy, dirty-looking thing, where in fact he was very well-dressed, well-groomed, according to the court records. Now, he eventually ended up in fisticuffs with this supposed ex-policeman lover of his wife, and ended up in trouble with that. He eventually went back to Hobart, and died in Hobart some 7 or 8 years later. And his wife and children dispersed and wherever. But there's another interesting character that's been in our midst. Yeah.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.